Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. As we face the issues, we look forward to your dialogue and discussion, your input on the subject. That telephone number for you to do so is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the Internet, the area code is 904. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about a subject today that should grip the attention of every listener. Countdown to changing America. Countdown to changing America. That could be good or bad, depending on your vote, because we're exactly 55 days from Election Day, November the 8th. November the 8th can be the point of demarcation for making America great again, as President Trump uses the term, or it can be for the destruction of America, as Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal and the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat, Communist Party intend for it to do. There's a move on underfoot today to destroy the Constitutional Republic called United States of America. They've not articulated that, but they're on the fast track for it. We're going to be talking about that today. Later in the morning, we will be introducing a special guest that we'll be interviewing about her position and some of these issues that face us as a nation and in the state of Florida, and her candidacy for the district that she's running in. We're looking forward to that conversation today. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the Bible, the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That was his statement in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, "I am truth." And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." May I say to you today, truth is not embraced. Truth is not sought after. Truth is something that is elusive in the hearts and the minds of multitudes. And I believe we need to get back to truth, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe in the reaching across the aisles and the modulation of truth. I don't believe in the compromise that it is called to make a deal, as in Tallahassee, as in the local city council, and in the Beltway in Washington. I don't believe in that at all. I don't find one element of biblical integrity in that idea, that aspect of making a compromise in order to reach a decision to pass a bill that is going to be destructive to human beings, whether it's the city, state, or the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And he picked that up, I'm sure, from Plato. Plato said, for example, no one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. And we find that taking place in society today, especially in the Beltway in Washington, with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. They hate anything that's called truth. Well, let's just be fair. There are a lot of folks in the Republican Party that hate truth also, because it sheds light on what they're doing. We find that, whether it's local, state, or national, we need to understand that truth is something that is not sought after today. Truth, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, is the only truth that holds for eternity. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any better motto for life than standing for truth, seeking the truth. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth even on Fox News most of the time. You need to listen to the truth, find the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, to live the truth, and tell it and defend it. And that is the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, lest you are not familiar with it, God's Word from cover to cover, from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation in chapter 22, you find that every aspect of life, social, economic, political, civil government, theological, doctrinal, biblical truth, all found in the Word of God. God's Word covers it all, and I believe that this is the reason we need to have a central biblicist worldview. Central biblicist worldview, and I've had people say, well, what does that mean? It simply means that everything that happens in society, regardless of the category in society, everything that happens, we need to view it, look at it, analyze it, scrutinize it under the lens of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How should we respond to what is being said or done in society? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions for the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located right in the heart of Mandarin, 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. But wait, 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 there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff at Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have not thought about it as being a super serious scenario that's coming up in just 55 days, but the election, the midterm elections, will be in 55 days. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just that far away, we're just that close to being able to recapture, listen, the potential for the conservative Christian patriotic vote to recapture America for God, to recapture America for morals and ethics and values. The midterm election, November the 8th, and the question is, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you, are you registered to vote? Now listen, before you get to thinking, well, what has Christianity got to do with voting? Ladies and gentlemen, all in the world. We are dual citizens. We're citizens in heaven, but we're citizens in this world in which we're living. God charges us with the responsibility of being salt and light. Salt preserves, light illumines. And we're in a dying, dead, darkened society that needs to be preserved and illuminated. And the child of God, the conservative, the Christian, is the one that God holds responsible for that. Are you registered to vote? Perhaps you are listening today and you're saying, my vote doesn't count. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go back and enumerate time and time again where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes made the difference in a person in the House of Representatives just in the state of Florida and other places across the nation being elected to an office just based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes. Or perhaps you say that the nation's morals and ethics and values and the foundation is so far gone that you can't bring it back. I don't know what your excuse would be. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no excuse. David Barton with the Wall Builders Ministry Organization presented some frightening illustrations and numbers on a video that I just watched. David Barton says that about 40 million Christians, hear me, about 40 million Christians do not bother to vote in the elections. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a frightening statistic. I don't know about you, but that is a sad scenario. I don't know your thoughts, but it's a bad footnote on what we see taking place in America. We see the morals plummeting. We see the values totally gone today. We see the LGBTQ, the sodomite agenda prevailing. We see the CRT being taught in the public classrooms. We find that the brainwashing and the sexualization of our kids in the schools from kindergarten through the university. We find today where America, where the professors and the universities are teaching our kids and our grandkids in the public universities to hate America and to seek after socialism rather than the capitalistic constitutional republic that we're living in today. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, in league with the Marxist media, are planning to steal the 2024, 2022, and 2024 election. I'm looking at an article, and I'll briefly touch on it, have a few other words to say, and then we're going to introduce our special guest today. I'm looking at an article headline, Troubling Q Emerges About Biden's Secret Plan for the Election Takeover, end quote. Dated September the 12th. One very disturbing clue has emerged from Joe Biden's little publicized executive order requiring every department of the federal government to actively promote, quote, voting rights. Activists advising the Biden administration on implementing the scheme includes, listen to this, those that are advising Biden on how to steal the election, the takeover of the election, including representatives from the ACLU, the Campaign Legal Center, demos from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Black Lives Matter, the Leadership Conference of the Civil Rights, and others, all of which are far-left extreme organizations, end quote. According to the commentary from the chief political correspondent Brian York in the Washington Examiner, that's about the only detail that's been made available to the American public who will be voting in the midterm elections in just a few weeks. The troubling clue, as York described it, would not reassure anyone hoping that the Justice Department is working in a scrupulous, nonpartisan way at all. But, of course, we don't really know what the department is doing because the administration is keeping it all secret, end quote. Brian York explained further that it all comes down to the Biden's March 2021 executive order promoting voting rights, mandating that all government schemes, meaning every federal bureau, agency, and office would be involved. Although Biden's claim it was to increase voter registration, Brian York pointed out that it focused on, quote, groups that have historically been part of the Democratic coalition. Further in the article, it states, Democrats, despite data proving it to be a myth, still claim that Republicans are the ones that are suppressing the vote at every turn, end quote. Biden executive order. Followed the failure in Congress of two measures, each designed to give the federal government control over Americans' elections, which constitutionally fall to each of the states individually and collectively and not the federal government. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a plan behind the scenes with the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party to steal the election just as they did in 2020. And one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, if I can be so bold to say, I believe that all the Republican key and Republican leaders recognize it. They know that it's taking place, but they don't have spine enough, backbone enough to stand up, speak up. They're afraid they might alienate somebody. They're afraid they might lose a vote. But I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's my opinion, my position, that a candidate that is a conservative, Christian, conservative patriot needs to take a stand on the issues that please God, regardless of what the populace might say, regardless of what a voter might say that would disagree with it. Ladies and gentlemen, one other issue that I believe you need to be aware of. The U.S. Senate, the senators are scheduled to vote any day now on H.R. 84-4. It is the federalization of sodomite marriages. The bill is called the Respect for Marriage Act, which, if passed, ladies and gentlemen, they're working on now a measure, an approach to basically get the votes in the U.S. Senate in order to pass it. It's a threat to our real constitutional rights. It is a threat to the right of free speech. It'll be a threat to the freedom of religion. It'll be a threat of the freedom of assembly. And if passed, ladies and gentlemen, the legislation could be used by the IRS to revoke the tax status of Christian schools, Christian universities, all nonprofit organizations, and every Christian, ladies and gentlemen. As a result, I believe we need to vet the candidates and decide on what God would have us to do. I'm looking at the headline article from the American Family Association. It says, tell the senators to vote no on the homosexual marriage bill. They're calling it, ladies and gentlemen, the Respect for Marriage Act, which is a perversion of the reality of what the bill calls for. Let me just read you a few things as found in this article about that. To protect the newly created right for the same-sex marriage, however, the U.S. House has passed the Respect for Marriage Act, H.R. 8404. The bill is a threat to anything that's called constitutional rights. This was a leadership decision. The Respect for Marriage Act was introduced on July the 18th, 2022. If passed, the House, it passed the House 3 days ago, and the vote in the House wasn't even close. This article reads, the legislation has been fast-tracked to the U.S. Senate. There will be no comments, no hearings, and the bill could come to the floor anytime. In other words, it is a priority, and the Democrats will be waiting to trade almost anything to get the moderate Republicans on board. They need 60 votes to avoid a filibuster. This means that they need 10 Republicans to support the radical agenda. The so-called Respect for Marriage Act, H.R. 8404, would essentially give federal protection to same-sex marriages. But that's not all. In doing so, the law would create a private right of action. Hear me. It would create a private right of action that all activists will use to sue anyone who gets in their way. The bill also authorized the Department of Justice to go after any violators in the law. This will include a wide array of Christian nonprofits, starting with adoption agencies, foster care providers, and other groups that work with federal and state governments. The state legislatures will be intimidated. Hear me. The state legislatures will be intimidated into doing nothing as the supporters of traditional marriage are silenced and canceled. Worse still, the Respect for Marriage Act could be used by the IRS to try to force K-12 religious schools to hire same-sex married teachers. It could be used to try to require Christian universities to enroll same-sex married students. It could even be used to destroy the nonprofit status of any pro-family group or organization in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, the election that is before us is perhaps the most important election in our lifetime, and that goes into the 2024 election. And ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do as Christian conservative patriots is simply this. Go back to the Word of God. God's Word says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. We're seeing a mourning nation today as a result of unrighteousness seemingly running rampant in the Beltway in Washington and a trickle down in many of the houses of representatives across America, including some things that's taking place in the state of Florida. Let me quickly give you God's election guide, and then we're going to introduce our special guest today. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of faith, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. Ladies and gentlemen, the candidate that we need to vote for as a candidate for any office that is a publicly held office would be, as the scripture calls it, able men. That is, it deals with those that have the capability and the competence to do the job that they're being elected to do. It talks about getting candidates for leaders that are not community organizers, ladies and gentlemen, but qualified, able people, not just those that will glibly profess what they're going to do. Such as fear God. That's the key to this God's election guide. Fear God. That means to honor, to reverence God, to look at God as being the final authority. And we're to elect those that are going to make their decisions, let their decisions be governed by the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Those such as fear God, that means having a reverence for God, a respect for God, recognizing God as the creator and controller, recognizing that God is the one that gives life, and therefore, as an elected person, would stand against murder by way of abortion. Must have good character. Men of truth literally speaks of reputation and reliability. Hating covetousness, it speaks of not being graspy or greedy, not going into office to make the millions of dollars because you are being paid by the lobbyists to make decisions that protect hospitals and protect doctors and allows the doctors and hospitals to torture to death the patients because they have COVID, so to speak, in our hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said today, I want to introduce to you, some of you have heard this lady, some of you have already been participating and assisting, but I'm thankful and delighted to have today on Let's Face the Issues, La Sierra Maslin. She's the candidate for Florida House District 13. La Sierra is a conservative, a Christian, standing for the restoration of morals, ethics, and values in civil government. La Sierra, thank you so much for joining us today. Delighted to have you with us on Let's Face the Issues.
As well, Dr. Youngblood, so happy to be with you yet again.
I'm delighted to have you on the air, and I'm looking forward to the next 55 days with what God is going to do in and through you in winning this election. Let's hear some of our listeners may not have heard you before. Take a few minutes to reintroduce yourself to our audience. Let them know who you are, why you're running, and tell us something about your stand and your positions on some of the issues, and then we'll get to the refinement of those stands and issues later in the broadcast.
Absolutely, sure. Again, La Sierra Maslin, running no party affiliation for the area of District 13 for state representative, simply because no party affiliation, standing independently because my allegiance is to the Lord. Dr. Youngblood just profoundly spelled out what we need to be looking for when we're vetting our candidates. I am running no party affiliated because my allegiance is to the Lord God and Him alone, and then serving His people. So I'd have no problem going into this role doing just that. And that's what I plan to do in implementing godly principles through voting for laws as well as creating them. I am a mother, a wife. I'm an entrepreneur. I have simultaneously, along with my husband, ran three businesses. So I forge my own path like I'm doing as I'm running for office. I forge my own path. I write my own checks. So I'm very good at management as well as budgeting. I will do just what God has called me to do in this particular role. I'm no longer praying about a situation. I am doing what the scripture simply says, faith without works is dead. I'm over just being an observer in my community, just casually observing and allowing things to just occur and just simply saying, I'm just going to pray about it. Enough is enough. What we permit, we are responsible for as the body of Christ. That is indeed why I'm running for office for District 13.
I'm delighted to hear you say that resoundingly so. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of candidate that I believe God would have in office representing us. And La Sierra, for the benefit of our listeners that may not look at it as I do, many people perhaps listening will say, well, I'm not in District 13. I shouldn't be concerned or interested. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. A district will vote to place a representative in office in Tallahassee. But when that representative votes, discusses on an issue, it is for the benefit, the well-being, or the destruction and the harm of all of the state of Florida. Every Floridian needs to be concerned about every district and each one that goes into that district race. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is, though La Sierra will be representing District 13, she will be representing the state of Florida in making decisions on legislation that will be passed. La Sierra, I'm looking at an article that I am very, very intrigued with. It's Barner, George Barner. George Barner does a wonderful job on research and talking about religious activities and the status of things. And he says, the title of it is, George Barner calls for all hands on deck for the election 2022. He says, and I quote, this year, for all hands on deck for all Christians at Americans elections, according to George Barner, senior research fellow of the Family Research Council Center for the Biblical Worldview. Quote, as I look at the state of our country today, during this time of government-driven opposition, oppression, persecution, prosecution, deception, disunity, and redefinition, I do not believe that begging the true church to stand strong and either is overreaching or ill-timed. If we do not stand this November, we may not have the chance to stand again. And standing in November means more than simply voting and carrying out some other non-strenuous election-related task. This is a season for intensity, diligence, solidarity, sacrifice, and intercession. November the 8th midterm election represents an all-hands-on-deck movement for biblical Christians in America. And he goes on to say, it's not only the duty, but the responsibility and obligation of Christians to cast their ballots in November. And I second that very clearly. And I know, La Sierra, yeah, you do also. Let's start with a question that perhaps is on everybody's mind, that some may think does not integrate or have anything to do with the House of Representatives of the state of Florida. But La Sierra, tell our listeners your stand, your position, your thoughts on what the FBI and the DOJ is doing to Donald J. Trump, to the former president. Was this a legitimate effort to get things corrected, or do you believe it is political retaliation? What is your position on that?
It is absolutely political retaliation. And just as Donald Trump has stated, they're not just after him. They're after every last one of us. This is a wake-up call. This is not a movie, people. This is not a theatrical event. This is real life. And we need to get from behind our computers, behind our, you know, so-called busy schedules and wake up. I do agree with what Judge Barner was referring to, is if we do not get out and do what we need to do now, not just on November 8th, but today, we will be in a further worse situation and case. What they have done in this country, you all, as the righteous, as the body of Christ, we have permitted, we have allowed, and we need to get back in right standing with the Lord and do what needs to be done. There is power when you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, not when you're just a member of a church. You need to be a kingdom citizen. And what Amen. I find is a lot of that is because a lot of people are not coming forth, and a lot of people are not doing what they need to do because they are not sure if they are a citizen of the kingdom of God. And right, that is where we lack. That is where we don't have authority. We don't have power. We don't have wisdom. We don't know how to move. We don't know how to be led by the Holy Ghost on what to do next. This is a huge problem. But thank God for the remnant of God. Thank God for people such as Dr. Youngblood that allows and profusely teaches us how political issues are in line with what we need to do in the Word of God. I am appalled at what has happened with Trump, but I am so willing to take a stand. I am here. I'm ready to do just what God has called me to do. I'm no longer, as I said, sitting idle, just listening and praying for someone to get into the role. I am of the righteous, and it is my God-given right to get into legislation and make an impact in today's culture.
Amen. I call it making an impact for eternity. La Sierra, hold on for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. We're coming back as we continue our interview with La Sierra Masselin, the candidate for District 13 for the Florida House of Representatives.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.